Hey, what's up, guys? Here in another episode of Eli and Mike in the beautiful city of Beverly Hills. It's not raining today, but you know what? What is raining is the intellectual ability of artificial intelligence. In today's time, we have somebody great who has been building this amazing profile, this business, and me and Mike have the honor of introducing Peter Wu. Hey, Peter, how are you?
Good. How are you?
We are doing amazing. And honestly, we wanted to thank you. We actually met about a week ago?
Yes.
We met about a week ago.
A couple weeks.
Was it more than a week?
It was a couple of weeks, I believe.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, 2 weeks ago, we'll say. So we met 2 weeks ago at this amazing event that you guys put together where there's influencers and other intellectuals that know a lot of things that they're looking to produce for their business. Yeah. And your business name is called Zabi, right?
Zabi, yes. Zabi.
We help you sell like crazy.
Exactly.
I love that so much. And
it's an honor. What we do.
Right. Yes. Oh, my God. It's an honor to have you here, first off, honestly.
Thank you.
You are the future of technology. You're the future of people. We were just speaking off camera, and we were stating how a lot of technology nowadays is not for the people.
Yeah.
But what you're doing is for the future, but also for the people.
Exactly.
Is there any way you could tell us a little bit about what you're doing right now, your journeys that you're on right now with Zabi? We help you sell like crazy. And where did you come up with that slogan?
Okay. Yeah, we started off with TikTok, okay, but the Chinese version. And back in 2019.
Okay. And the Chinese version is called what again?
Douyin. Douyin.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we realized that this is a revolution, okay, because Amazon, okay, eBay, all the traditional e-commerces, all the transaction fee and all the extra costs was taken by the platform.
Yeah.
But the way social commerce works is basically anyone at home could be an influencer, right? As long as you have some followers, you'll be able to participate on the e-commerce by carrying a product with your video. And then in 2019, when TikTok Chinese version started their e-commerce, we actually trained over 100,000 merchant and influencers in China, and we helped them to grow their revenue.
Wow.
Okay. And then we realized that some of our customers that are able to generate like $2 million a day doing live streaming.
Wait, you said $2 million a day?
US dollar. Yeah. It was 16 million RMB. Back in 2019.
Wow.
That's where we started. And we realized that this is a revolution because the way a product being sold is 100% different than the way product being sold in Amazon, right? In Amazon, people tend to go and search for a product, right? So for example, you want to buy sunglasses.
Yeah.
You search sunglasses. Mm-hmm. And then there are thousands of sunglasses, different brand, different price, different category, right?
Yes. I literally just did that. I was searching for clear glasses and I found like hundreds of them.
Right? Mm-hmm. Now, you have to compete in price, compete in branding. So people spend, the merchants spend a lot of money doing advertisement because everybody wanted to be on the first row,
on
the first page, right? So now all the money is taken, right, by the platform. Now, what TikTok does, okay, or what we call the future social commerce is not only TikTok, could be, I know that YouTube is coming up, right?
Correct.
And all the platform is coming up with a new e-commerce. Yeah. Basically, it's what we call the push commerce. So basically, you don't need to be listed in any page, right? You just need to have influencers who wear a very cool sunglasses and do a 30-second video telling all her followers, like, well, you know, how cool is that? Looks beautiful.
Yeah.
Then this video can go viral and reaching 1 million, 2 million view. Now, from these 1 million, 2 million views, there's only 1% of people who actually likes these sunglasses.
Right.
So they were receiving the information passively. Okay. This is what we call the pushed e-commerce, which is going to be the future because all the brands, they don't like competition. Well, and all the users or consumers, they don't want to guess what product they want to buy. When they see something that it looks beautiful or handsome on somebody's face,
right?
That is where they can trust.
Yeah.
They see the real product.
The influencer, so they the click celebrity.
And they buy.
Wow.
Okay, so we realized that this is opportunity for all the brands, for all the regular, like ordinary people at home, there are so many influencers who are just a mom or a young kid, age of 20, at home doing videos a day. They are able to generate like $1 million a month. Now, they are not like a big influencer or celebrities,
right?
But they are included by the platform to help them grow their revenue, working 10 minutes, 20 minutes a day. That's better than a job that you work 10 hours a day, right?
And this, and this way of marketing, which
that's amazing.
Like social marketing.
Social commerce.
Yeah. Social commerce. This requires a product, right? Like there's a product they have to sell.
Exactly. So how it works, okay? Basically, or I would take TikTok as an example, right?
Yeah.
So TikTok built a platform called the TikTok Shop, right?
TikTok
so
Shop,
a lot of merchants from China, from Europe, from local US, they can launch their product on this TikTok Shop.
Right.
And then what they're going to do is they're going to set up a commission, right? For example, 20%.
Right, to
the influencers.
The one that's doing the video.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So anyone with a TikTok account, they can actually create a video, okay, with the link to a referral link to that product. Now, basically, the vendor or manufacturer is hiring a lot of influencers, right, to promote the product, but he's not paying anything.
Okay.
So unlike traditional like advertising that you have to pay per video, no, it doesn't say. He says, I give you 20%, 25%. And when there's a sale generated, then you get a percentage of the sale revenue.
Right.
Okay. And luckily, TikTok launched e-commerce portion last year.
Right.
So in the US, we have now about 1 year's history running e-commerce.
That's really new still.
Oh, yeah. It's very, very new. And we can see the revolutionary way of selling product is going to hit big in US as well.
Oh, well, that is so powerful.
So
and the best part is you already tested it in China, right?
Exactly, for five years.
Five years.
So you have the algorithm, you have the analysis you've done in research to know that, hey, it's going to work in America.
Exactly, because, well, I'm a data scientist and also an AI specialist, right?
Yeah.
So I write algorithm.
Okay.
No, I know that... The algorithm of TikTok is pretty much the same as the Douyin in China, right? So it's recommendation based. So if, for example, if you're playing with TikTok, right, for 10 minutes and you're focusing on pets, specific videos, they're going to push you more
pets.
Video about pets, right?
Yes.
Now it's the same thing in e-commerce. When they see that you are interested in buying a suit, they're going to push you everything related to this type of suit.
Yes.
So it's perfect location for any merchant to launch their businesses because this is a new, easy way of generating sales. But the problem is 90% or 99% of homestay mom or non-influencers, they lack the knowledge of how to create a proper video.
Right.
How to create, how to generate a video that sells.
Right.
And that's what exactly what we do. Okay. We use AI to help like anyone in America to be able to participate on this revolution and making a passive income. And we promise 100% free. Okay. There's no charge ever.
So Zabi, it's not, again, it's a future. This is not the old way of, you know, putting yourself on a video and recording yourself for hours and you have to be right in front of the camera for the whole time. Can you explain to us if you can? And again, this is all very new stuff, everyone that's watching. So it's so exciting to hear this. But can you explain like how your your influencer would record a video and how would it work? How would all this work?
Well, cool. Yeah. Okay. So I think everybody heard about ChatGPT, right?
Right. Oh, yes.
Now, have you seen generative picture and generative videos, this technology has been evolving from the last 2-3 years, and now they are very mature, right? So what we do is we actually have everyone who want to participate on passive income or earning something a daily basis. They just need to log in or create their own account on our system and spend a minute Okay, like we sitting here,
yes.
Okay, facing the camera,
right.
and talk naturally,
okay,
right? Hello, hi, this is Peter. I'm doing this. I'm going to help you sell like crazy. And
crazy,
then
yes.
After 1 minute, okay, our system going to capture how your lips move, how your eye blink,
no
how
way.
Your hand shakes, right?
Really?
Yeah, and then after that, you never have to do any video anymore, okay? So you can come to choose any product that you want to refer to. And with one click, we generate the video scripts. So as you know, that when we create a video, right, there are three steps. First, you have to write a script that sells, right? You can, for example, initially you would say, I want to sell this pet's product, right?
Right.
I would say, is your dog running hard today? Is that sweating? No, smells bad.
Yeah.
Then I'm showing you this product that can kill the bacteria, make your dog healthier, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this script is going to be generated by our AI system.
Wow.
So nobody need to know anything about the product,
wow.
right? We know it.
The
we
AI
know
it. Knows it.
Exactly. So
wow.
We're going to generate a converting script, right? Automatically takes about 20 seconds. And then after that, then the system will use a clone of you. Which is a clone of you, right? You don't need to do anything.
Wow, and, a clone. Did you guys hear that? A
yeah,
clone.
And
I
then.
Clones.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
One at right. home, one driving.
Yeah. And then the clone gonna be your, using your voice, okay, but speaking in 38 languages. You can make it speak Spanish, French, Chinese, Vietnamese,
wow.
Korean, any language. And he gonna be presenting like you, okay, the product. And the system will automatically remix the product videos with your video. So it's original, authentic video that presents the product
yeah.
to the audiences.
Yeah.
This is like the wow. ultimate super weapon in sales. Like,
exactly.
Imagine, like, just like you said, if I can speak all these languages, now my product can be sold anywhere in the
anywhere
world.
In the world.
Wow. How yep. many languages did you say?
38 languages.
38? Oh my God.
Yep.
So for 1 minute of sitting in front of a camera.
Yeah, you speak English.
And okay, I'll speak my English language.
And then we can make you speak Chinese.
Oh, wow.
Fluently.
Oh my God. Or 38 other languages.
Yeah, exactly.
This is wow. the best way to sell products. I mean, there's nothing like it.
And exactly. so you're saying like a... Like you said, maybe like a normal stay-at-home mom. She's going to mm-hmm. talk in front of the camera.
Yep.
And within minutes, she could be making videos about suits.
Yep. She can make 10 videos, 20 videos a day. Takes her about 3 minutes to generate one video.
Oh my.
She doesn't need to know how to edit a video. Mm-hmm. She doesn't need to know how to cut the video. She doesn't need to do any editing at all.
Wow. It's yep. just going to be click, a minute of herself.
Yep.
And then everything's, all the AI starts putting everything together for
exactly.
her. And then it's using her, let's just say her influencer page, her TikTok page.
Her
or
own
whatnot.
Page.
Her
yeah.
own page.
Yeah, we do make sure that the face and the clone only belong to her.
Wow.
Okay, so it's her own intellectual property. Every video generated is only visible in her own account.
Wow.
Okay, we do not allow anyone to use anybody else's image.
So there's certain rights to the AI.
Oh, yeah,
use,
definitely.
Right?
Yes.
I think, you know, I noticed recently in social media platforms that there's also now an AI checkbox.
Yep. Made by AI. Yes.
Made by AI.
Oh, yeah.
So I
yeah.
think now they're catching on and realizing,
exactly.
hey, people are starting to use these tools.
Oh, yeah, a lot of time.
Do you feel that based on today's algorithm of most people not using AI yet,
mm-hmm.
would that has that have any impact with how AI will start being used now?
Yeah, I could envision that within the next 2 years, okay, basically, the advertising industry is going to be driven by AI.
Mm.
It's going to be 100% driven by AI
wow.
because,
wow.
like you, right?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to be working 10 hours a day
right.
doing a lot of recording.
Right.
And you didn't have a chance, okay, to work with 200 brands in one day because your time is limited.
Yes.
But your AI avatar can work 200 work with 200 brands and interactively doing podcasts for them.
Wow.
You can do 200 podcasts in 1 minute. Okay.
Oh,
that is
what? Wow.
And now the oh. good thing about it is because we're building AI agents.
Yeah.
The agent's going to learn from all your previous podcasts. So he's going to think like you.
No way.
Talk like you. Act like you.
Oh my.
And he can interview with someone virtually.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is powerful. I mean,
that is so amazing.
So I'm going to bring up something more scary, right?
Yeah.
AI is like, everybody's loves it, but everybody's also scared of it.
Yeah.
They're scared of like the
some people are scared of it.
The Terminator of the computers comes and destroys everybody's world. Yeah. What's your thought of AI takeover? Like, do you feel like there's really such thing, or can it still be controlled?
Okay. Let me, from a scientific point of view,
please,
right?
Yes.
I can tell you that, today, okay, the scientist launched the AI self-learning mechanism, right? Because ChatGPT exhausted all the knowledge that's available in human history. So now basically we accumulated 5,000 years of history.
Yeah.
Now AI has learned all of them within 3 years, right?
My God.
There's no more knowledge that can be learned. So now AI is asking question to himself. So it's like Newton, okay? He was asking question, why the apple is falling from sky, it doesn't go up, right? Then he discovered the reason behind it. Now, you ask the right question, you get the right answer. Mm-hmm. Now, the AI revolution just started.
Mm-hmm.
Every minute that we're talking, AI is progressing a year.
Mm-hmm.
So his speed is 300 times of human.
Wow.
Now, what's going to happen in 3 to 5 years, okay? Basically, AI's intelligence is going to be way, way, way over humans. Now, would you kill a monkey? Will you see monkey walking? You won't.
No, right.
You wouldn't, right?
Right,
because
right,
why?
Right. Yeah.
He looks like us,
uh-huh.
Right?
Uh-huh.
But he's kind of a, you know, animal.
Yes.
Now, what AI going to look at human, we are monkey.
Mm.
Is that there's no reason for AI to destroy human, because otherwise they have no entertainment.
Uh-huh.
You know, they're so superior that their existence is to generate a better world the monkeys.
That makes sense, because in that sense, we really will never reach that plateau like they do. Like, and they won't even plateau. They'll keep going.
They keep going. No, stop.
But we are actually the monkeys. We would stay where we're at.
Our revolution is so slow compared to AI. Like, every year's iteration, they're growing 300 times faster than us.
Wow.
Yeah.
Your technology that you're creating is so, I mean, it's out of this world. It's so amazing. So may I ask you this? I mean, you guys are doing something so different than, let's say, Amazon that we were speaking about before. I don't even feel they're close to even to what you're doing here. So how are you, like, are they going to start doing this too? Or are you going to be the first Zavi that actually, the first brand that actually is able to do this type of technology?
Okay. I think about business, okay? Because I'm a technologist, but any technology, they has to be used to service humanity, to create a better life, right? So what we believe, our mission statement of the company is we want to generate 1 million jobs this year using AI for American families, right?
And
2025.
Wow.
Jobs.
Oh my God.
Because a lot of family needs extra income.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They need something to send their kid for education. They need better food. They need better housing, right?
Right.
And this shouldn't be the privilege of only few investors owning huge companies. It has to be enabling, like AI, the AI efficiency can enable a regular human to become an actor, to become something professional.
Right.
So I think that the inference economy, or what we call the influencer attention economy, is going to be the prevailing theory within the next 3 to 5 years. Because if you got followers like you guys, right?
Okay.
You have an influence.
Okay.
Now, people is weak, because no matter how AI grow, humans' brand can only see one direction. Okay. You can only see one object, right?
Mm-hmm.
If their attention is in this podcast, they cannot do 50 things at the same time.
Yes, correct.
So,
right now,
so attention becomes the most precious asset of a human.
Wow.
Right? So that's why we're betting on the future with AI and attention economy, where we want to incubate 1 million influencers that, you know, they would be able to go with our platform. we're going to bring them to the next stage where everyone can be beneficially of the AI revolution. Mm-hmm. They are not excluded.
Wow.
We want to include regular people into here.
Wow.
So what I hear is more jobs.
A million
more
jobs.
More money.
Yeah.
Creating a better surrounding of business. We have AI now that makes us, let's be real, artificial intelligence actually, with that being around it and surrounding us, it actually will make us more intelligent as well.
Exactly.
We'll push harder because I want to be as smart as I possibly can.
Yeah.
That computer is going to get me out of a job.
Exactly.
And eventually they'll make my face and I'm not even existing to them anymore. So I think this is pretty amazing. So before we go too far, you know, let's travel backwards here.
Yeah, sure.
Because we're going so far ahead, I feel like eventually the next podcast is going to be a computer podcast.
Technology
is not even going
to
be us. So let's go all the way in the past. You know, where were you born? Like, how did you get into the States? I mean, were you born in America or?
I don't know. I was born in Taiwan.
Oh, okay.
At the age of 10, my family went to Argentina, South America.
Okay.
And I stayed there for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And back in South America, I started programming.
Okay.
At age of 13.
13.
It's 13.
Oh,
and I was already making $20,000 at age of 14.
Oh,
so
my God.
$20,000.
Back in 1986 or 90.
From coding?
Yeah. Not from coding.
Oh, yeah.
Because actually, you know, back then, right?
Okay.
We do programming in assembly language,
okay,
right? And then it came up with a PC. There's a Macintosh, all those old computer, right?
Yes.
But the gaming industry started back then,
yes,
right? They were like a floppy disk,
right?
Okay, and the game is all protected with a passcode, right?
Yeah.
So I break the passcode. And I sell.
No, when do you hear that?
Yeah.
When do you hear it?
Yeah. But that's 40 years ago. 40 years ago.
Yeah, 40 years ago.
Yeah. So I helped them unlock the content of the game.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But I sell computer. Back then, a PC that can play game cost about $8,000.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
But
each
game costs about $100.
Mm-hmm.
So I give them 100 free game, okay, so they're basically getting the PC for free.
Mm-hmm.
So whoever buys 100 game, I give them free PC of $8,000.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
But there I can make about 4,000, mm-hmm, 5,000 per computer.
Oh,
I was selling like a crazy.
Oh my God. Yeah. Okay. So we help you sell like crazy, right?
Yeah. And then at the age of 20,
mm-hmm,
my whole family went to Canada.
Okay.
So I'm a Canadian. And we stayed in Montreal for like 20, 30 years. And I studied computer engineering, master degree as well. And then I worked for LVMH.
Mm-hmm.
So so my customers were like Louis Vuitton, Kenzo, Givenchy, Christian Dior.
Wow.
Some big brands, yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're all luxury brands.
Yeah.
That's where I started my e-commerce career.
Okay.
I started realizing that, you know what? There are a lot of markup. Okay, there are a lot of steps in between before a product is launched. Then in 2004, the e-commerce came,
mm-hmm,
right? That's a maturation of the internet. So every 10 years, this new technology that get matured and being applied to solve real problems.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's where big platform get generated, created.
Mm-hmm.
Like Amazon start selling books using internet browser, and Alibaba start selling clothes with internet, web browser. So web browser is a technology, but whoever's used that to sell product become a giant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Right,
so,
so
AI is the same. It's a technology. Now you see DeepSeek, ChatGPT, Google, Gemini, all those kind of technology, they are foundation only.
Right.
Okay. They are not future. It's the building blocks of the huge empire in the future. But I can tell you that in the next 10 years, okay, who's going to be billionaire is not those guys who build foundation. It's those guys who uses AI in real-time application, solving real people's pain point.
Wow.
And that's where we believe that is the future. That AI technology, right?
Wow.
So when you went
wow
to Canada, you obviously did all this work and you developed all these strategies, coding and all these different things. When did you come to the US?
Okay, I actually, you know, I came here twice. Okay. In 2018, I was working at San Francisco, okay, in the Bay Area.
Yeah.
And there I was doing some blockchain stuff, right?
Okay.
And then 2019, I started the Douyin TikTok e-commerce in China. And 2022-23, okay, I decided to bring my expertise to Europe. So we launched our company, Shabby, in UK.
Okay,
in France and UK.
Amazing.
And then in UK, we became number one within 2 months. Okay.
2 months.
Yeah, within 2 months. Cause,
wow.
Because we built a TikTok university. We trained thousands of merchants because nobody know about how to sell on TikTok.
Right.
So that's
right.
Where our slogan, we help you sell like crazy.
Yeah.
So we help them how to build the right shoppable videos, how to do a video that can get them 10 million views. Nobody knows the algorithm behind the scene.
Oh my God. Okay?
And we train the live streamers and we do brands, like top brands. They're all our customers. And then we realized one thing, that the cost of hiring people, professional people, is too high.
Right.
And they are no professional anyhow. Right.
Right. Of course. Right.
So,
right.
So what we did is we started building applications using AI that replace professional, and they became better than professional. Like we automate all the advertising placement, ad placement is 100% AI automated, which can generate 6 to 8 return on ad spending compared to Google or Facebook's two ROAS.
Wow.
This is 3 times more, okay, but you're spending the same money on ad. Then that's only possible with AI. And then we actually automated the affiliate program 100% with AI. We automated video creation 100% with AI. Wow. So basically a vendor, they can save 80 to 90% of the cost of doing businesses.
That's huge.
And increase double, triple their revenue. So that means it's a good 300x, 300% of growth.
Wow. This is mind-blowing. And so all of this happened... you're saying you're
in 2023, 2024, and then we were invited by TikTok US. So we are here only 4 months.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
And immediately when we got invited by TikTok here, we are now the official partner of TikTok in every aspect, creator management, MCN, the TikTok shop partners, ISV. We are the API programmers. Everything, okay? And then we have launched our 2 major showroom or live studio in downtown.
Right.
Okay, we have 2 spaces of 20,000 square foot each.
Wow.
So we have 40,000 square foot in downtown area.
Oh,
and there we're going to provide free training to all the influencers across America. Wow. And we are going to help all the merchant to sell their product with 90% cost down. So that is a central hub for all the creators, for all merchants. Everybody is winning.
Sounds like you're creating a revenue making machine.
Exactly.
And that's most likely why TikTok said, hey, let's have you guys partner up with us, because TikTok is just like another Facebook or a big company. They're not going to make bad decisions. They're going to analyze you and determine, all right, is this AI going to help our merchants who are all signing up and paying probably a premium to sell the products? Is that going to work? And you're coming in, hey, it will work. Here's the strategy. Here's the algorithm. Here's the AI.
Yep.
Let's work together. And I think that's amazing. I mean, a matter of 4 months of you being in America, you've already done so much.
Yep.
And I think there's so much more to you than even you know.
All right.
Eventually, you're going to create something that I feel like is going to be not replicable. I feel like your coding or your process or your system, everybody's going to want to follow it and use it. And probably you might issue licensing. I don't know how that works for people to use your technology. Is that how it's going to work? Or
No. Actually, we're actually building a platform, right? Consisting of 3 things. One is a weekly events, okay? Influencer only events in downtown.
Amazing.
By invitation only.
Amazing.
Like 2 weeks ago, we did an event.
Yeah.
There were 600 top influencers were registering, right? But we are able to allow only half of it.
There are so many people.
There's so many people. And it looks like everybody is interested on AI technology.
Yeah.
How can they help them make more money?
Right.
Right?
Right.
So then we are coming out on May 1st, okay, with a new Inferencer Academy, okay, which is 100% free, open to everyone. And we're going to help them to do, train them how to become a micro influencers, okay, generating $1,000 to $3,000 a month.
Wow.
So the target to graduate from that free academy is to make real $3,000 in the pocket.
Wow.
Okay, we're going to provide them all the tools necessary for free. Wow. Okay, we never charge anything to influencer because that's where I think we need to contribute to the society, right?
Wow.
To help them become part of this ecosystem.
That is amazing.
Yeah, and where we make money is from the profit of the vendor. Okay. Now, they are able to give us more profit because we help them save all the costs.
Like 80, 90% cost.
Exactly.
Correct?
Yep.
Because they don't need that many employees anymore.
Exactly.
Right?
Wow. Yeah. So they were not able to find the right professional employee before.
Right.
Now we're giving them
right
a pro at almost
pro.
Like a one-third or one-tenth of the price they used to hire.
Oh my God.
What inspired you to be this kind of individual? It sounds like you're shining a lot of knowledge. You could really just be by yourself and do your own thing and not even be doing this podcast.
Yeah, you could just be in the background, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Did you grow up this way? Did you feel like you always wanted to do something big in this world?
Like, like Mr. Eli said, like, was there somebody when you were younger, when you were 10 or to 13, when you started doing the programming and whatnot, did somebody inspire you or what made you get into this realm of knowledge?
Yeah, I think, you know, because in Argentina, nobody studies. Mm-hmm. Everybody plays soccer.
Okay.
Sorry, guys. No, put the ball down.
Yeah, when I think of Argentina, I think of soccer.
Soccer. You know, the reason I went into computer is because the high school, okay, was in a strike for one entire year.
Oh, wow.
So we got nothing to study, right?
Okay. No way.
So I started reading books myself and realized that since then, I never went to school. I always go to final and do my final exam, and that's it. So,
really?
Yeah, because I read book faster than the teacher speaking, right?
Wow. So, okay.
So,
yeah.
So when I was like age of 15, right, I was making so much money that I started reading a lot of books about the social, about the, you know, philosophies and everything. Then I realized that, you know what, money is not everything.
Okay.
Giving away 90% of what you earn, actually you can make 1 million people generating that 10% for you, which is way more than getting 100% from one person.
Wow.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
It's the best formula because that's what big companies do it, right?
Exactly.
I can think about Amazon.
Everyone,
charge so little.
So little, yeah.
So little that's so you don't even think about it. And they're one of the biggest companies that go in and so forth, which obviously your company as well is obviously the same thing. No hope. It's happening.
Yeah.
I already believe it. It's manifesting it.
So in essence, it's was your own self being that was like, I'm going to pick up this book. You started reading it. You're good at it. You see that you can finish a book faster. And so it was kind of your own self that kind of made this all happen.
Yeah.
It wasn't like a mentor or wasn't somebody that was like, you need to do this.
No.
You just woke up and said, I'm doing it.
Yeah. Suddenly, like, you know, when my mom gave me the first computer, I fall in love with it. And then I keep upgrading.
Wow.
Every Pentium 586, 486, 386, any kind of computer, any new model that came out, I just buy the latest model. So I've been growing up with computer. And I studied AI at age of 20, which is like 1995.
Okay. AI existed in 19?
Yeah, 1992 already there,
really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But the problem with AI back then, right, we there are many versions of AI theories. One that is most promising but was not able to do it is the neural network, which is what ChatGPT is now.
Oh, wow. Okay?
Now, neural network is simulating how humans' brain distinguish product from like a dog from a cat, right? But the problem is the memory and the computing power is so low, slow, that we can only do 3 layers. Mm-hmm. But now we're talking about 100 layers. Now, the more layer, that means you're more intelligent because you think more, right? So you make less mistakes. Now, with 3 layers, the AI looks stupid. Mm-hmm. Like he can barely speak, or you ask any question, he just answers silly.
Yes.
But until in 2012, when GPU is starting being used, okay, NVIDIA being used in AI, using computing to compute the layers, mm-hmm. that's where the AI suddenly got intelligence. Mm. They start talking like a human. He start understanding what humans token or what we say a verb, right? Any sentence, he's starting to make sense to the AI. That's awake. Wow. Then TikTok, the ChatGPT has awakened. Wow. The AI intelligence.
So it went from like 3 layers to like 100 layers.
100 layers, 200 layers. Yeah.
Wow.
And it's going to continue.
It's going to continue. Yeah. Now, basically, it's not about layers. Okay. It's about the way to absorb the knowledge. Because the knowledge is like, for example, a picture recognition is a knowledge, right? Recognizing a video is and learning how you talk is a knowledge. So now the, all the AI is about machine learning, like human learning, right? How do we learn? We read books over and over, 3 times, 4 times, then you recognize what books is talking about. Mm. That's human learning. But computer learning, they can do like iterations, 10,000, 1 million iterations.
Right.
So they're much faster. Yeah.
Wow, that's powerful. Did you ever have a time, because everything sounds so great, like you have mm-hmm. so many positive things going on with your business, Avi, and all these different things that you've learned yep. from Argentina to Canada to America to TikTok being partners with your company.
Yep.
Has there ever been a time where things just didn't go so well? Did something go bad and you remember when?
Well, I mean, business, I can tell you one thing. Because at age of 53, I've been through like every 10 year different technology maturation, right?
Right.
So there movement. Are, yeah, the movements yes. and every time there's a new technology coming out, it crashes the previous technologies. Because technology is used to reduce the increase the efficiency or reduce the time to get things done. Mm-hmm. You know, when you got mobile phone, you don't use land phone.
Right.
When you have email, you don't use letters, right?
Right.
Because it's more efficient.
Yeah.
So now with the speed being squeezed, now so much AI, I can see that AI is going to help everyone become a Superman.
Okay.
Right? And yeah. and communication, everything's going to be so short and people are so distracted that they cannot focus anymore mm-hmm. in the future.
Yes. Okay.
So back to my experience, I had once a failure. That's because when I was young, okay, mm-hmm. I had a lot of money.
Okay.
So I wrote an algorithm to do quantitative trading. And based on the algorithm, right, I put in like $20 million.
Oh.
And in one afternoon when I lost my signal, went to a customer, when I come back, it's gone. Yeah, so basically an advice, right? When you make a lot of money, don't go with the ETF or something with leverage. I was playing with 100 leverage. That's a gambling.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
The only way you can lose all your money is gambling.
Oh,
so, nothing okay. else.
So, 20 million like that.
Yeah. It's gone. It's gone.
No way. Yep. How did you even?
That's a different level of gambling.
Like, how did you? How did you like get your mind out of like I just like lost $20 million?
I don't know. It's just. I mean, money is there to be made, right? So. I mean, it's there. Easy.
Oh, you're so, crying. Losing
yeah, time. We're crying for you. But oh my God. Yeah. Wow, that is really intense.
That really makes God. You and molds you so much more differently. Because, you know, there's people that lose a couple $100 at gambling and they're like, oh, my life is over.
Right.
But, you know, you lose $20 million and you're over here. Oh, what happens?
Start again.
Oh, my God.
You know, it's insane.
Wow, that's inspiring.
But that is inspiring. That just makes you so much more. This is the reason why your company is doing so well because you're learning.
Yep.
You're almost your own AI yourself.
Yeah. Like keep learning from the failure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep. Exactly. Right. Learn from the failure. Yeah. And it's just like, so then, you know, back to the experience a little bit as well. So obviously $20 million just like that. I mean, that's intense. Are you saying also like every time technology is a new movement, like you said, every 10 years, are you kind of hitting like a roadblock or like how do you get through?
No, actually, you have to be reactive and adaptive to what's happening. Now, luckily, since I'm a programmer, right? Every time there's new change, I'm always ahead, like 2 years.
Amazing.
So I'm able to see what's going to come. Indeed. And I'll be able to prepare for it way before.
Wow.
So I was able to catch every new technology's changes.
Wow. How do you do that exactly? Like, I'm kind of curious because it's kind of like you're... Mm-hmm. You're like, what's that guy that sees the future? What was that guy's name? anyways, do you know that guy that knows the future?
Okay. Yeah.
But anyways, you're kind of able to tell by just looking at codes and numbers. And
No. It's not code, okay? You have to think you should not think today, okay? Think about 3 years after, right? So now from what I see here, for example, in the U.S., right? There are a lot of things that's happening, like finishing the wall and Elon Musk doing the cut, right? Yeah. And there are robotics being matured. Now, you have to think, when there's a new technology, right? Those billionaires, they must be doing something. Mm-hmm. They're not stupid. They're the smartest people, right? Mm-hmm. Now, why Elon Musk is producing a lot of robots? Mm-hmm. He was telling to everyone that his company is going to be $10 trillion company.
Right.
Based on what? Based on car, Tesla, impossible, right? It's because he's confident that the robot that he's producing, there will be 1 billion robots, okay, that is produced by Tesla.
Right.
Now, what is that robot for? Let's think about it. So what happened is America, to be great again, okay, they need to have the manufacturing capability within America.
Because
otherwise, the U.S. dollar is used. Okay, 30% of that is to buy product from China, buy product from Canada, buy from everywhere.
Right, yeah.
Because America has lost its capability to produce, right? Because the human cost is too high, salary is too high, a lot of problem, right?
Yeah.
Now, these robots, the 1 billion robots, they're going to be replacing laborers because they don't need to eat. There's no food. There's no breaks. There's no holidays. They work 24 hours. They don't even need the light.
Wow.
So basically, they will be super factories, okay, that are going to attract all the manufacturers globally to come to America. Okay, they're going to get their 10,000 free labor working 24 hours producing product that supply to the world.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where does the supply going to go? Go to Europe, go to Middle East Asia, go to the Dubai, you know, and go to South America.
Yeah.
Now, I strongly believe that the manufacturing capability of U.S., okay, in the next 10 years, going to exceed China, exceed all other countries.
Wow.
But the problem is, no matter what, they need to be sold.
Mm-hmm.
The capability to produce product, cheap clothing, cheap product, is going to be huge. It's cheaper than China.
Right.
But the problem is someone has to sell it. Otherwise, it doesn't generate value. Okay.
And so because you see this like prediction and you're doing your...
So I started 3 years, 5 years before to help 3 million build 3 to 5 million influencers that can speak 38 languages, that they going to be selling American made product globally.
Oh my God.
You know, everywhere. That's the future.
That is definitely the future.
Like Zavi and what you've created here again is kind of even combating the future of the technology that's going to come in and take a lot of people's jobs. You're coming in with just as powerful technology, AR, artificial intelligence, but you're giving jobs back to the people by letting them be able to sell.
Exactly.
And then sell like crazy. So it's not just selling one item or two. They're going to be selling like crazy. So I mean, you're really here for the people, which, again, I said at the beginning of the podcast, it's so rare because you're doing something that billionaires are doing and creating robots and whatnot. But their mindsets are, well, let's go create a factory. And I've even seen them, I believe, in China, where they're called like dark factories.
Yeah, exactly.
And, I mean, they don't even have the lights on because the factory is pitch black because it's just machines putting everything together. Machines don't need light.
Exactly.
And again, the billionaires are like, okay, well, we did our part and we're making our money. And which, again, in the end, it's a great thing. It's the future.
Yeah.
But what happens to the people? And again, that's where Zavi, that's where Mr. Peter steps in. And you're creating these jobs again for, like you said at the beginning of the podcast as well, for normal people as well. Normal, you know, moms or dads,
anyone
can do it.
In essence, you're upgrading jobs. It's not really even
exactly.
Jobs. Yeah. You're like replacing it and upgrading them to something that's more efficient.
Exactly. You know, when there is a revolutionary technology like electricity, like automobile, right? When they came out, people were riding horses.
Yeah.
They were afraid that, hey, everybody gonna lose job, right? The car drive faster, more efficient, and they only consume gas, right? They don't need to feed them something, right?
Yes, right.
So, but it end up that being the car generated so much job because people can commute faster. They are metropolitans. Everything become reality, right? So with advancement or with the new technology, there's always new job. These jobs were not available before because not 100% of people is able to be running a podcast or doing like a video, right?
Right, right.
But this technology allow them, regular people, to be able to influence other people, some of the decision.
Wow.
And that is something we see that with US being the number one in the AI technologies and in the e-commerce, in the commerce production.
Yeah.
Now, in the future, okay, they will be exporting product globally.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And there are so little American people. There's only 300 million, right? 300 million. Mm-hmm. Now, we can get enough money to give to them because they are 8 billion population around the world.
Mm-hmm.
We just need to give them ability to speak different languages, to create their inferences and sell product made in US.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is the biggest key element of success right there. Like being able to give people the ability to speak languages.
Yeah.
Put them behind the screen of something. Because I would buy from somebody that I like. Like,
yeah,
exactly. That's why there's influencers.
Yeah.
Right? Oh, I know this person. And if he's selling a product that I might be interested in, like those glasses I will look at.
Yeah.
Right. Yes.
or Amazon. I mean, I would be like, oh, he's wearing them. How do I click and buy him? Right.
Exactly.
So I think that's super amazing because that's really going to progress the future so much more.
And you're doing so much. So do you feel that, do you feel that there's competitors that are not at your intelligent level and artificial intelligent levels, right? There must be competitors. Are they like threatening to you? Because this is amazing stuff. Like, do you feel like Amazon is like watching you? Do you feel like Google's watching you? Because they don't have this technology, correct?
No, they do. They do.
Oh, they do. I
mean, everybody can have the technology, right? But we are free. Unless they give people money to produce content, right?
Wow.
But,
yeah.
You know, I don't think there's competition because the world's trading volume is so big. I just need 1%.
Wow.
And other people can take 99%, right? Mm. I'm servicing the 1%. Why? Because I started early and we're the number one.
Wow.
We want to become leading the number one, right? So with enough people participating, then there are more. And one thing is, for the next 3 years, right, the dark factory is not going to be 100% available in the U.S. Now, with our background coming from Taiwan, Asia, we are connected to a lot of good manufacturer, good product, which is not accessible to the American.
Uh-huh.
You know, it takes, even if they fly back to China, it's hard for them to find the most original manufacturer who supplies 60% of the production product, right? Now, they will look for intermediary. There are 7 layers, wholesalers, importers, all this, and each one added like 30% of the price.
Right.
Now, what we are building now is helping those buyers, okay, to go, the wholesaler, to go direct and find the manufacturer in the in China. And they place order directly to the manufacturer. Okay, so this way, they can save about 50% of the cost,
right,
which can help them make more money, mm-hmm, you know, and give more money to the influencers.
Wow.
Yeah.
What?
So amazing.
I feel like I'm in AI now.
Right. That's so amazing.
What's the future looking like for Zavi? Are you more looking to become public traded,
yep,
sell the business, or leave
no,
the business?
No. We are planning to go IPO, right, by end of this year or next year,
okay,
on NASDAQ.
So, wow,
yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
hold on. How do we invest in it?
I know.
that's and 20 million.
Right. Not to lose 20.
Not to lose 20.
That's tough. That's tough.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you already building those connections with the individuals that have those pockets to invest in your business?
No, we're not in a hurry.
Okay.
Yeah, because what we're building is a cash rich business. Okay. And we are, you can think about this, we are taking the $30 trillion industry, okay, we are redistributing the profit. Okay, so the sky is very high,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm.
And we are also, since I'm a blockchain guy, what we are building in this year, okay, is a project where we blockchainize, or what we do is we help all the influencers, celebrities, or athletics to have their own followers, okay, stored on blockchain. So nobody owns them except yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Then all your followers is going to be yours. You can capitalize on these followers through fractional advertising revenue,
mm-hmm,
using AI.
Wow.
So that is something that is bigger, that's coming.
Gosh, that's
what we call the native AI e-commerce on blockchain.
Wow.
And that's
wow,
huge for celebrities and influencers that actually,
yep,
have, mostly celebrities and actually anybody that sells products that have a lot of following, because,
yep,
they're doing it the snail method, right?
Exactly.
I got to show up. I got to put,
yep,
my makeup.
You spend a lot of time.
A lot, yes, of time, money. And then that's just one job of whatever else,
yep,
they do.
Right.
When you can just completely just do it at one recording center.
Exactly.
Spend maybe an hour or two and then you're done.
No, you don't need to.
Not
because,
even
yeah. So what we do is, for example, taking you, right? So you have followers, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. You think you own them, but you don't.
Right.
Because if they ban you next day,
then
you're gone.
Gone.
Zero, right?
Yes.
And you think you can monetize from them,
yes,
but you don't. Because all these followers of yours, okay, advertisers are paying advertising fee to this platform. But none of that goes to you.
Right. No.
Zero. Right.
Right. Exactly.
So that's why everybody's working for platform, but nobody's getting paid by the platform. Right.
Yeah.
So,
right.
And the reason, because your follower is not yours. The platform owns it. No matter how many content you create, like the podcast we create, right? We're attracting more people on following on the platform. But got nothing to do with you. It's just a number.
Mm.
So in a blockchain way, every number should be yours.
Wow.
Every follower should be yours. And everyone who wants to target your followers, they should pay you.
Wow.
Not the platform.
Wow. So like we have a friend like Paris Hilton. She,
yeah,
has 20 million plus.
Oh, yeah.
Again, they're not paying her because she just has the followers.
Exactly.
If she had basically all of her followers in that blockchain.
In blockchain.
And they wanted to target her to,
yep,
put whatever they want.
Think
as
about
an advertisement.
It. If, wow, she has not 20 million, right?
Right.
Just 2 million.
Okay.
Okay. Her, what we call her, her follower IP, right? This is a real IP that she owns as an asset. Okay.
Wow.
Now, these 2 million asset, anyone, like someone selling a purse, right, want to approach her 2 million forward, they just need to pay her 50 cents.
Oh, wow.
Per referral.
Oh, my
now,
God.
Now, her AI is not going to, we don't need her to do an AI avatar because her own AI is going to learn from all her past posts. Okay. So it's a machine learning process. So she will be able to talk to all the advertisers globally in 38 languages and be producing the content on behalf of Hilton and direct that message to her 2 million followers. And she charges 50 cents per effective advertising. That makes her generate $1 million every minute. That's more than anything that she would do today. Wow. While she is just doing what she does the best.
Right.
Okay. Which she loves. She doesn't need to participate in commercials. She doesn't need to do anything that vendor asks her to do.
Right.
And then that could be common for many other people.
Perry, anyone.
That's one example.
Exactly.
Us could be anyone in the studio.
Exactly.
It's just something once this product is out, we nurture it, we follow it, follow the model, and then before and you know it, you make your money and keep growing with the company.
And your mindset is always like 2-3 years in advance, like you said. I love that. So I know you kind of asked the question what the future looks like for you this year. It's about 1 million individuals that you're trying to have employed, which is so amazing. Is it like, are you trying to double every year? Like in the next 3 years, it's going to be like you're trying to help, you know,
3 to 10 million. Yeah.
3 to 10 million. Wow. Yeah. That is so amazing. Oh my God.
You know, this podcast has been so amazing. And honestly, like, I feel like I need more information, but I feel like it'll come in time with.
Right.
And now we're blessed to have business and work with you and
definitely
have you on our podcast. And I know there's a lot more that we're going to be involved in, especially hopefully we're in the whole process with growth with you guys
and
the influencer events.
You also said you're married. You have a son or a daughter?
I have a kid.
Oh, yes.
A boy.
Yes. Okay.
Love. He's 14 years old.
Okay. There you go.
And he studies, now he's all on like buying Bitcoin, stock. Okay. He's doing trading.
Oh, wow. 14.
At 14.
Sounds like his dad.
Yeah, exactly. Because he want to beat me.
Wow.
I was making 20,000, right?
Okay.
He want to make 30,000, 1 million.
Okay. Yeah. There you go.
Oh, my God. No $20 million investments, right?
Never do that.
Yeah.
Never do that.
And how do you, because you're, again, your brain is racing so much, thinking of so much, being in the future so much, 2-3 years that sometimes, how do you turn that off when it comes to like your son or your wife, like at home? Are you going home and then you're still like on your computer working, or do you have family time? It's just because your mindset is so different than most of the population.
Yeah. Actually, my whole family love money.
Okay, so love it.
That's why I said there's money coming.
I do too.
This is my kind of family.
Yeah. I was like, I want to be your son. But okay, so then in essence, everyone is that goal. They're, you know, basically going for their goals. Your son, 14, doing what he needs to make that 30 million.
Yeah, but for me, I think, you know, for my son's education, I always tell my wife, okay, don't beat her so hard. Because, you know, he doesn't need to study. Because in the future, with the AI, nobody need to study.
Right.
And let him build his businesses at age of 14. Because then he's ahead of all his competitors, 10 years ahead.
Wow.
He must have accumulated $1 million at the age of 20, while the other competitors are just starting.
Yeah. Right.
Exactly.
Wow. Well, Peter, thanks so much for being on our podcast.
Seriously,
guys, if you guys want to follow him, this is the Zabi. And what's your website? It's Zabi.
Hey, Zabi.com.
Zabi.com. Yeah. Okay. Got it.
But you can find him anywhere. And honestly, you're going to see him on... He's involved in everything, and anything that has AI on it, most likely it's going to be someone involved with him. But thank you for being on this podcast. We really appreciate it. And if you like to, I mean, that camera is for you to shine. If you want to give out any message or anything to the public about your business, you're welcome to discuss it on that camera if you want to.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah. So on May, okay, we're launching 4 free Influencer Incubation Academy. I think that I'm going to work with them to have the registration link. It's 100% free, no credit card needed. And we promise that you don't need to pay anything for lifetime. And we're going to help you sell like crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. You heard that. You heard the slogan.
Yes.
Sell like crazy.
Love it.
Well, guys, thank you so much for being here with us today. Thank you, Peter.
Thank you so much.
This was so amazing. Appreciate you so much. And you're the future. So we're so honored to be here with you. Thank you again.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.